According to Martinez, he was a Democrat for 27 years. He calls it his minority period, but for the last 30 years, he's been a Republican. And like most Republicans, he said he doesn't like the federal health care law. That's because Martinez claims it could cost the state more than $1 million.
That's only what they can estimate, because you don't know what employers are going to do. For instance, one of the boards I sit on, we own a lot of pieces of property. I'm a retail, we're a triple net lease company. So we're doing a dog and pony with one of our clients, and it's a food industry, restaurant industry. And the way they're going to get around Obamacare is the beginning July 1, all their employees will work 29 hours.
The federal government has offered states money to expand Medicaid under the law, but so far Florida has refused.
And that's what the long-term debate is. Do we risk taking the money now, and 3 years from now they decide that one way they can reduce the deficit is by not giving the states a 10%? Money of the Medicaid.
But even after Governor Rick Scott announced he supported it, the legislature rejected expansion. Still, Martinez worries about the cost of the health care safety net program in Florida.
Now, Medicaid is going to be a vacuum cleaner. It's going to suck up a lot of the new money.
There wasn't much reaction to his statements among Center Club members. But afterward, Dave DeVelder said he worries about aspects of the health care law, including Medicaid expansion.
I mean, since I was 14, I've made my own way, and I'm a lot older than that now. And I just hate it whenever a government comes in and gives us some security, because I know that's going to take away. If they give me 1 ounce of security, it's going to cost me 10 pounds of freedom, and I love my freedom.
But Bill Hayward, who accidentally referred to Medicaid as Medicare, lamented that Florida lawmakers should have taken the federal money to provide more health care access to low-income people.
That's the stupidest thing that the legislature's ever done. You have to give people voted for that. They voted for Obama twice because we, first time in the history of this nation, we now have a system starting. It'll be changed. But it's starting to give people Medicare. What more compassionate thing can the government do? And they're not doing it. We're paying for it in our taxes and so forth. But at least they've administered Medicare somewhat well.
Governor Martinez was also asked about transportation improvements. He praised Hillsborough Area Regional Transit for its efforts to improve the county's bus system, but said expanded options like light rail only work in dense regions.
That if, in fact, you want people to leave their cars at home, you got to make it difficult to park.
That, he said, is not happening in Tampa.
You know, every building that goes up downtown, not in West Shore, but downtown, West Shore as well, but in downtown they end up charging, is that you got to put up so many parking spaces. Well, when you're doing that, you're accommodating for more cars.
Martinez also speculated about the rest of this year's legislative session in Tallahassee, saying it will be contentious, but there won't be arguments over new taxes because the state is projecting a budget surplus. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.